There are hundreds of nonprofit organizations right here in Washtenaw County doing good for our community every single day. So we endeavor to shine the spotlight on those great groups, helping them tell their stories and saluting the good deeds they do for others. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is the soul of our community. This is Community Cares.
At A&H Lawn Service, their motto is love where you live, a way of doing business and also being involved in the community. Tim Austin, Brandon Hertel, and the staff at A&H are proud to support local charities like Celine Social Services, the Chad Tuff Foundation, Celine's Holiday Parade, and also beautifying downtown Celine, planting and caring for flower boxes along Michigan Avenue. Visit ahlawncare.com and the Love Where You Live page and see how you can get involved.
Suggest a nonprofit for Community Cares by emailing LucyAnnLance at cumulus.com.
The Ann Arbor Summer Festival. It's been a community tradition since 1984. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Community Cares. The Ann Arbor Summer Festival champions performing arts, outdoor entertainment, and a whole lot of community spirit. This is a nearly four-week festival each June, and it attracts a diverse audience of more than 80,000 people, offering more than 200 concerts, art exhibitions, kids' activities, a lot of spectacle, film screenings. We have it all here in Ann Arbor. This is a cherished tradition. And joining us to talk about it on our Community Cares today is Mike Michelon. He is the executive director of our beloved Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Take us back to 1984. How is it different today from how it started?
Yeah, you know, I think you never know how things are going to turn out. And so the interesting thing about the Summer Festival history is that it was really about activating the power center in the summer. You're talking about a period of time where a big academic calendar winds down, and in the 80s, the scene in the summer here was a little bit different. And Eugene Power had this vision for a festival that would animate and fill the power center that was recently built, and a flagship festival for our community. And you know, in the early days, I think Top of the Park, which we now think of as really home base for the Summer Festival and Ann Arborites in the summer, was kind of, I don't want to say an afterthought, but it was an extra component. It wasn't the main thing.
It was the free portion of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. You had all the programmed events inside the Power Center back in the 80s, and then this was really lovely to have the hoi polloi, you know, come on out and really enjoy the same kind of cultural moments.
Absolutely. And I like the stories because at that point, there were a lot of shows indoors at the Power Center. And, you know, there's stories of people would go out at intermission, grab a beer, glass of wine, come back in. The house manager might ring a bell or something. And you know, over time, things evolve. And there was so much community interest and passion around the Top of the Park component that was really about community coming together, that over time that grew and evolved and spun off in ways I don't think that the founders anticipated.
So now carry us through to today. What does the Ann Arbor Summer Festival look like today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with Top of the Park, which is this gathering place for community. And I think it's its core arts and culture infrastructure in our community is the way that we think about it. And people have that available to them every night to come out and, sure, maybe circle things in the calendar that they want to see, but even more than that, know that they can just show up and they'll experience something wonderful, and they'll see their community.
And Top of the Park today is in a different spot than where it started. It literally was at the top of a parking structure at the time.
Yeah, people look back on that fondly. I wasn't around for that, but I wonder if we look back on that too fondly, because it was hot up there on the concrete. And I think that when we moved, I think that was another kind of inflection point for the organization.
It was by necessity, if I remember correctly. I think they were doing construction at that parking structure, and so it had to move at the time.
That's right. And, you know, if you went back, I'm sure that the organization probably thought it was an inconvenience. but years later, it was probably one of the more important things that ever happened in the trajectory of that program, that moving to a green space to be able to spread out, to add different programmatic elements, it looks so much different than it did at the beginning there in the parking structure, but probably still has that community special feel.
And where is that green space today?
Ingalls Mall, we think of the Bell Tower, Burt Memorial Tower is a great landmark for people. And, spanning City Street and University Plaza, you know, literally bringing city and university together.
Mike, the Ann Arbor Summer Festival started out as a partnership between the city of Ann Arbor, and the University of Michigan. You talked about Power Center and how this all started with Eugene Power. How is it set up today? You're a nonprofit organization, right?
Yeah, we're a separate independent nonprofit, but we work quite a bit on campus in acting as one of the great performing arts presenters that are here in town, bringing city and university together. That's important because in a town like Ann Arbor, everyone's got, you know, multiple kind of connections.
Right.
And to kind of come together and not present, you know, the special things that are happening on campus, but also lift up all the artists that live in our backyard.
Right. And you have a board of directors?
We do. We have a great board made up of community members, university leadership, people in business, and they're all super invested in what we do.
How do you attract the talent here? Because you get some incredibly worldwide acts coming to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, of the music artists at Top of the Park in particular, about 50% of them apply each year through a submission process. And so those are folks that are coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is made up of work that our team does throughout the year to work with agents, understand who's touring, and really present Ann Arbor as a great option for people in the Midwest that might be coming from Chicago and going to New York. And so I think on any season at Top of the Park, something that's very special is that you look at a bill in the Rackham stage, let's say, and you'll have a local band, someone that we all know and love seeing, playing alongside somebody that's on their way to Lollapalooza,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
And that's pretty special. You know, over 60% of the artists that perform at Top of the Park are local. And then mixing in these things that you just would not expect to see, internationally touring groups. There's a Korean bluegrass group that's coming through, will be a completely unexpected moment.
Korean bluegrass, did not know of that.
they say that they're the first and only bluegrass group in Korea is what they tell us.
Good to be first and only.
Absolutely.
If you go to a2sf.org, you can get the entire lineup, but we are going to give you a sneak peek on some of these. a2sf.org. This year's Top of the Park is June 12th through the 28th, 2026. June 12th through the 28th. Do all of the musicians get paid? And tell me about your funding and how you generate funds.
Yeah, everyone that performs at Top of the Park is paid as far as the artists go.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, you know, a wonderful collection of activities that we partner with other organizations with to produce. As far as our funding, it's a generous and diverse group of funding sources in our community. There's 50 businesses that step up, over 50 each year, that step up to support our program, local units of government. Certainly the city and the university that we talked about are important founding partners, and they come together each year to help make a season high quality and full.
So now what, 42 years old? Am I doing my math correctly?
That's right. 42nd season. You know, it's interesting that the first season was in 84. It was founded in 79. So there was like a 5-year process of figuring it out. There's a lot of ideas. You
know,
we talked
about
a lot of ideas about what it might be.
Right.
I spent a couple of days at the Bentley Library recently learning about the early history, kind of filling in the gaps that I didn't know. And that 5-year period is really interesting.
That is interesting. I did not know it took that long to pull it all together.
Yeah, I think that there was a lot of ideas at the time. I mean, I think that the early, including the idea of a summer theater festival here, and they settled on this, performing arts presentation across all the genre.
So how many stages do you actually have? You've got the Rackham, right? That stage, and then...
Yeah, at Top of the Park, there's two performance stages, the Rackham and the Grove stage. The Grove stage is one that's really come up over the last few years and people love. It's settled in the area of trees, the base of Burton Tower, and so it's a kind of a grove of trees. Mm-hmm. It's a really wonderful happy hour time period. The 5 to 7 hours in the shade with maybe a cold beverage is really special. Mm-hmm. The Rackham stage, right in front of the Rackham building, and then a collection of other venues at Top of the Park, so the Annex, the Kid Zone. There's the retreat series, which is all the movement classes and things, wellness on the Power Center lawn. And those kind of make up the different performance areas. You know, the biggest performance area I think of is the mall itself that really plays host to these special attractions, these large outdoor spectacles, circus, street performance. And so
there's so many cool things that you don't normally see, you know? I mean, I marvel over what you bring out.
Yeah, I think people are really surprised and delighted by that in particular. There's not a ton of circus in the U.S. And so when these companies come in from Canada, it's pretty special for folks.
So what about this year?
So this year there's a company called Flip Fabrique. They're from Montreal. And they're performing their show called Summer Break on Ingalls Mall on June 17 and 18. There's a couple of performances each day. And they have this vacation bus that they arrive in and use as their performance space as well. And it's a lot of it'll be a wonderful show.
So what do they do exactly?
Well, they do circus arts. So
Flip Fabrique.
Acrobatics. physical theater. It'll be a wonderful.
All right there in front of the audience who's all gathered around. I mean,
grab a blanket, a lawn chair, and grab a seat.
Yeah. You have at the entryway to Ann Arbor Summer Festival kiosks, and you're collecting donations at those. How much do you normally get from that? Are people generous?
People are generous.
Because this is free. This is a free event, right?
Yeah, free to enter. Not certainly, as you know, not free to produce.
Right. But, well put.
Yeah, there's this. Hundreds of donors throughout the year make contributions to the summer festival. At Top of the Park, it's in the thousands. People that feel inspired want to give a few bucks every time they attend. We recommend 10. And you'll get a nice sticker that says you donated. At Top of the Park, we're raising between $70,000 and $90,000 each year through those kiosks.
So, and again, that just adds to your major sponsors that are really helping to put this on.
Yeah, and so individuals, families, individuals, family foundations contribute over 40% of our operating budget each season. And then the rest of this pie is made up by businesses.
I like
grants.
To talk about that because it's important people realize when you have a free event that the whole community comes to and enjoys and really puts Ann Arbor on the map. It's one of our signature events, the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. It does take something to put it on, obviously, and we have to remember that and salute those businesses and people for making this happen, especially for 4 decades now.
Yeah, I think that last part is maybe the most important, and that is individuals and businesses that return, year after year. We know there's a lot of need in the community, but this is something that takes continual investment to have these offerings.
Right.
It's core arts and culture infrastructure. This is the thing that makes where we live livable, and so it's every year
livable and special.
Livable and special.
Yeah. Mike Michelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, an independent nonprofit dedicated to presenting a world-class celebration of arts and entertainment that enriches the cultural, economic, and social vitality of our region. Visit a2sf.org and get all the details about this year's Ann Arbor Summer Festival. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Community Cares.
Suggest a nonprofit for Community Cares by emailing lucyanlance@cumulus.com.
Disasters can strike when we least expect them, and pets often get caught in the chaos. Hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes, and other emergencies can separate pets from their families in an instant. Being prepared can make all the difference, not just for you, but for your pets. That's where Love Lost comes in. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology to help reunite lost pets with their families quickly and safely. Whether you've lost or found a pet, just upload a photo and search the largest free national lost and found pet database. Love Lost features lost and found pets from thousands of animal shelters, community members, and reports from partner social media platforms, including the Ring/Neighbors app and Nextdoor, to find potential matches. In times of disaster, our central database can help reunite displaced pets across county or state lines. Take a simple step to prepare. Register your pet at lovelost.org today. That's lovelost.org.
Community Cares is brought to you in part by A&H Lawn Service of Saline, who says, love where you live. Find out more at anhlawncare.com.
You are listening to Community Cares. I'm Lucianne Lance as we continue with Mike Michelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. In part one, we learned a lot about the history of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Now let's talk more about all the events that are going on and all the special people that are going to be performing. What are you most excited about, Mike?
Oh, I don't want to pick favorites. there's a great lineup, I think, both indoors and out. And so there's a great collection of indoor performances this summer in all of the major venues that surround Top of the Park, Hill Auditorium, the Power Center, the Lydia Mendelson Theater, and both paid and free options. And so whether it's Ira Glass, who, you know, this was one of America's great storytellers, that's here for an offering called Stories for a Saturday Night on June 20, or the Keef Sisters, which is this group of identical twins, clowns from Montreal that are performing a free series of shows inside at the Mendelsohn for all ages.
That must be quite a sight to see.
there's something for everyone, and so we're really pleased with the lineup this year.
How do you vet all of the performers?
Our team does a great job. I think that the thing for us is there's always more that we want to present than we have slots and opportunities for. And so I think balance is important in the range of art forms. There's a lot of things that come to us, and then our team goes out year round to different venues and places to see performance.
Have you added up all the performances? Do you know how many all total
This year?
Yes.
Oh gosh, you're going to catch
me. Or a ballpark
figure.
You
know, certainly over 100 individual performances, and then when you add in the other events, you know, we're up over 200 individual things happening.
It's coming up June 12th through the 28th here in Ann Arbor, throughout various venues, but also the beloved Top of the Park, which is along Ingalls Mall there and in front of Rackham Auditorium. As we continue our conversation with Mike Michelon, tell us more about the performances.
Yeah, I think you know, at Top of the Park, there's a lot of things to circle in the calendar. Friday evenings in the Grove stage, we are typically offering a jazz program, so there's a great jazz lineup on Friday evenings. A couple of the kind of nationally touring acts I'd shout out for people this year that you might want to circle as can't miss. There's this great pop duo called the Army, the Navy. That is really wonderful, and we'll be performing at Lollapalooza and stopping at Top of the Park. My Brightest Diamond, who is the singer Shara Nova, has this Baroque pop group that will be performing at Top. She's Detroit-based and happy to have her. And then I think all the favorites, you know, we often talk about George Bedard closing out.
Are they closing out this year?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Lady Sunshine closing out the season on So Long Sunday.
Two phenomenal groups that have just been kicking it for so many years. I mean, they're just great.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the Gabriel Brass Band, Jess Merritt. There's a lot of really wonderful artists on the season.
Are we doing movies this year?
We are doing movies. So Movies by Moonlight returns. There is a theme this year, and that is holidays in June. This must be the first year that we've had a theme, but the lineup features a selection of movies that otherwise would, you know, be a surprise in June. So everything from Elf to Groundhog Day, to Coco, It's a Wonderful Life. There'll be a nice collection.
Hamilton?
Hamilton, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'll be a big one for everyone on June 14.
Wow, amazing. Let's delve into the kids' activities. You've really thought about the children in our community. So much for them to do, and I just love seeing them out at all of these events. Talk about the Kids Zone.
Yeah, Kids Zone is there every day, beginning at 5 p.m. on Tuesday through Saturdays. And Sunday, we have an earlier start for families at 4 p.m. And this series is made possible through the work of a number of really great community partners in town. So whether it's the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra helping to produce a instrument petting zoo, the Riverside Art Center joining for activities, we work with a partner organization each night to produce produce an activity. And so and it's great just to have that for families to know that regardless of what the music offerings are, that we have the Kids Zone as a starting place for our kids to have something to do. And it's situated right next to another performance venue space that we have called the Annex, right on the other side of the fountain. And those two spaces often speak to each other. The programming in the Annex is for starting with a little bit older kids through adults. And those two spaces together offer a whole different side of Top of the Park.
The Ann Arbor District Library is a partner as well. And at the Annex, they're doing Nerd Night, 7 p.m. What date is this one? Wednesday, June 17th, it looks like. There's such a bevy of events and so many different things that could really attract whatever your interests might be.
Art installations. A comedy night, a spoken word night. This is a venue that we've been trying to build up over the last few years, and I think it's really started to find its footing.
Yeah. Mike Michelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, which is coming up June 12th through the 28th. Mike, what about the food? It seems like there's a lot of food. How does that happen at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival?
Well, we have Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County is a great food community, and so we want to make sure that those offerings extend to Top of the Park. There's a great listing, a great lineup of vendors this year. I'm going to forget everyone if I name them, but maybe I'll start with who's new. And so that
great.
This year we're welcoming Crazy Jim's Blimpy Burger to Top of the Park, which is hard to believe that they haven't been there because they're
right.
An Ann Arbor institution. And so they're joining this year along with Chela's, Joe's Pizza, Simply Spanish, Vegano Italiano. I'm gonna forget some, but quite a few. There's ice cream, there's snacks, there's everything.
How does an establishment become part of that to be able to sell their food at Ann Arbor Summer Festival?
They reach out to us throughout the year and inquire. You know, for us, we want to make sure there's a range of offerings, range of price points. Whether it's an individual walking up or somebody that needs to feed a family of four hungry kids after running around at Top of the Park, we want to make sure that there's a lot of options.
Organizations and businesses also can rent space at Ann Arbor Summer Festival and host their own parties. How does that happen?
Yeah, there are party spaces at Top of the Park in both the Grove and the party tent, and we host anywhere from 15 to 25 individual parties and events each year. These are nonprofits, these are university departments, businesses. We're hosting a 50th wedding anniversary for somebody this year.
Oh, what a great idea that is.
Yeah, and the Top of the Park has meant a lot to them, and they reached out and said, can we host this? And we said, we would absolutely want to make that happen for you.
Wow.
And so I think for a lot of people, Top of the Park, the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, is part of their kind of core memories, and we want to kind of continue that for all ages. And so parties are one way to do that.
Do those groups bring in their own caterer, or is that something you help them with?
We have a team that helps them with all of that. We work with a collection of catering businesses to make that happen, and then we supply the bar and the entertainment.
Everything kicks off Friday, June 12th, and you have a First Friday party, a big party tent Top of the Park on East Washington Street that the Board of Trustees puts together. This is a private event, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's lovely to salute those that have really made this happen, which is going to be really nice as well. So.
Absolutely. First Friday at Top of the Park opening night is special. I think it's a homecoming and reunion for everyone.
Yeah.
There's an energy that summer has kicked off and
right,
we're here.
Right. Go to a2sf.org. Get all the information about this year's Ann Arbor Summer Festival. How did you become the executive director, and what's your background, Michael?
My background is in the theater and performing arts world, and I came to the Summer Festival in 2014 and serving as the organization's general manager for 4 years, and then stepped into this role in late 2017. Had the pleasure of leading a really wonderful but small team.
Let's look ahead to the future. What will it take to keep this going, and how do you envision it even growing in the future? What are your hopes and dreams for the Ann Arbor Summer Festival?
I really appreciate that question. There, when we talk about the community of businesses and people that support A2SF, there's the work of every year, making sure that there's enough support for a high quality program. But when we look to the future, our most important goal right now is returning to a full scale season. Since COVID, we've had a reduced number of days, 15 days at Top of the Park, and so we've been focused on adding that week back.
Oh, really?
And that's mostly been a funding challenge, as the world of live events has changed quite a bit, and what it takes to safely produce those events. So that's the big goal. We also have a pretty ambitious vision about the site itself and the audience and artist experience. And so we're focused on an infrastructure plan that includes the performance spaces, a covered stage, even the types of furniture that people can sit in, and focus on this is our site. We're not brick and mortar, but for that month that Top of the Park is up, it's important that people can stay and be comfortable and welcome.
Has it ever been talked about that these installations could stay throughout the year? In other words, if you did make that infrastructure change, that between the University of Michigan and your organization, is there a way to make that happen where this could be a venue for other kinds of events throughout the year, whether the Summer Festival puts it on or not?
Well, it's an interesting idea. You know, we have a lot of infrastructure that we pack up in trucks when the season's not taking place. And we've worked with a number of community partners to help support their events. We want some of these assets that otherwise aren't being used to benefit other work. And so that's something we've talked about a little bit.
That would be an interesting collaboration. Invite the community right now to the Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
Please join. June 12 is opening night at 5 p.m. at Top of the Park, and you can find out more at a2sf.org.
All right. And why should people go? What will they gain out of this?
Community, I think, is a word you've heard me say a lot, and I think that it starts there. I think shared arts experiences are more important than ever.
They really are.
Shared experiences, period.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about that connection with a human being. And, you know, after COVID, so many people obviously lost that. And I think it's been hard to build that back up again, even 6 years out now. So these are the kinds of defining moments that help you do that.
We all need some sort of shared reality.
Yeah, we do. So. I like that. Michael Michelon, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Their mission is to present arts and entertainment that enrich the cultural, economic, and social vitality of our region. Go to a2sf.org, get all the details, and we'll see you out at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, June 12th through the 28th, 2026. I'm Lucianne Lance, and this is Community Cares.
At A&H Lawn Service, their motto is love where you live, a way of doing business and also being involved in the community. Tim Austin, Brandon Hertel, and the staff at A&H are proud to support local charities like Celine Social Services, the Chad Tuff Foundation, Celine's Holiday Parade, and also beautifying downtown Celine, planting and caring for flower boxes along Michigan Avenue. Visit ahlawncare.com and the Love Where You Live page and see how you can get involved.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We got out of Washington State, and I think a week after, state went on lockdown for COVID.
So then when we transitioned to Texas, it was very much so like, what are we going to do now?
Operation Homefront has allowed our family to make something of ourselves again in the world after military.
It's completely changed the way our life is. It took us from a hopeless situation, and now we're homeowners. We have a savings account. I'm the first one to own a home out of my siblings.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Suggest a nonprofit for Community Cares by emailing LUCYANNLANCE at cumulus.com.
Community Cares, endeavoring to make a difference in our community by supporting nonprofit organizations that make Washtenaw County a great place to live. I'm Lucy Ann Lance.